Hello everyone, my name is Ricardo Barros and I'm a developer at Eel. So what I'm going to talk today is about building a cross-platform desktop application. And this will be a very short talk, so bear with me. So we are going to use Alletron to achieve that. I won't just talk about Alletron, but a third of my talk will be about it. So
sorry to interrupt.
Okay. I will try to explain why building cross-platform desktop apps in Alletron is awesome, and what is Alletron. So let's get started. So imagine this. You take Chromium, which is an open source browser project, which Google Chrome is based on. Chromium comes with the V8, which is a JavaScript engine, and what runs on V8? Yeah, Node.js. So now you have on your runtime you have the Node.js API exposed, and being a Chromium web browser, you can also use HTML, CSS, and of course JavaScript. So basically, this is the package you get when you use Alletron to build cross-platform desktop applications. But that's just not it. By having access to these web technologies, you open your world of possibilities. Since you are using CSS and HTML to build your user interface, you can use any preprocessor available. For instance, you could use Sass instead of CSS. You can use React, Angular, Ember, Lodash, jQuery, whatever you feel like using. You also can use Require, so you have access to all these models on NPM. And believe me, there is a model for everything on NPM. So you get for free as well modularity, so you can keep your code tidy and cool. You also get for free native menus, and you can implement native notifications with a model called Node Notifier. And since it's basically Chrome under the hood, you can implement, since it's Chrome under the hood, you have Chrome DevTools inside your Alletron application. On the last point, if you don't fancy JavaScript, you can use any of the languages that compile to JavaScript. There's like a ton of languages that compile to JavaScript in this moment. So with Alletron, it's a browser, but it's a browser with superpowers. What I mean with superpowers is that with a normal browser, you can access to the file system. Because what? Because of security. But since we are using it in another context, why not? This means you can use LevelDB to store your information on your hard drive, or you open a file on your desktop with a file system module. And that's just awesome. I'm going to show you a few applications that were built on Alletron. You have Atom, Slack, Visual Studio Code, Mapbox, Gitbook, and the rest, I don't know the name of them. And there's a lot of these applications. If you go to the Alletron page, you'll see like a big list of applications built on an Alletron. So it has like the enterprise power behind it. So there is a world full of possibilities with Alletron, and I can talk about them all. So I'm going to stick with a few. I will talk on my experience with Alletron and using some awesome libraries. The first one is PeerJS. Basically, it's for communication peer-to-peer with WebRTC. The second one is going to be React for building an awesome composable and reactive interface. The third one is Webpack, which essentially is Browsify on steroids. And finally, it's Dababel. Basically, it lets you transpile next-generation JavaScript to browser-runnable JavaScript. I used a boilerplate called Alletron React Boilerplate to start building my Alletron application. And here, it comes with React, Redux, React Router, Webpack, React Transform Model Replacement. You can see me here cloning the repo, and you see me install the dependencies. This is fast forward, or else we wouldn't get out of here. Next, I'm going to run it. Oh, you can see. OK, I run some commands up there. You can see it. never mind. Okay. Okay. This is the starter application you get from that boilerplate. As I've told you earlier, you get for free the Chrome Dev Tools. And using this boilerplate, you also get the Redux Dev Tools. You could also include the React Dev Tools, but you need to do that by yourself. My point here is that developing with this set of tools is incredibly fast and it's very easy to debug. You can like reset the state, and you can like mess with the history. You can do all sorts of things. So this last weekend, I had some time on my hands. So I was like, I gotta build something. First, I thought of a leaderboard app, but it was incredibly simple, and I didn't want it. So then I thought on a battleship peer-to-peer game. But I didn't have the time for that in a weekend. So I built a very simple peer-to-peer chat. And as you see there, this is my application I built on the weekend. So let's break down the user interface. First, I used React to build the user interface. I built three smart components, and they were the connect page, lobby page, and the chat page. This is the connect component, lobby component, and the chat component. Below here, you have this is a dump component. This is the connect form. Here you have one model. It's a request when a user wants to chat with you. It opens a model. This is the second model. And the last component is the send form, the message send form. So I'm going to show you the code behind these components. Okay, this is the connect component, which receives connect user, reset connection peer from the Redux store. You also have this connect function, which is binded to the connect button. When you click it, it will fire the connect user action, and it'll propagate all around the user interface. And going to the lobby component, you receive a create new chat and populate people list. And let me speaker. Okay. So now you have also a start conversation. It's a method on the component. You have as well refresh users for the refresh button on the top. And you have all these methods that's used for drawing the table. And this is for the close model and open model are used for handling the state of the models that are opened or when you want to close it. And basically, that's it. OK, I'm going to the other one. This is the chat component. Pretty simple. You receive one method from the Redux store and a peer. I didn't explain peer, but peer is basically a peer.js instance I receive when I connect to the peer.js server. And that's it, basically. I have here some send message, yeah. I have here the send message method. Basically, it's the method that's binded to the send on the button when you send a message. And basically, it's going to get you the message and going to fire that action up there. OK. OK. So what are these things I'm talking about? Emit actions, properties that come from the Redux. So I'm going to try to tell you about Redux. I don't want to go away. I don't want to extend myself on this topic because I'm not the best person to talk about this. But I'm going to try. But basically, the concept of Redux is that you store the whole state of your application inside an object tree inside a single store. And that's a store, for instance. The only way to change the state of your store is to emit an action that basically is an object describing what happened on your application. So this, for instance, is an action. To specify how these actions transform the state of your application, you write pure functions that are called reducers on Redux land. That's going to be basically a, that's a reduction. And so you, for instance, if you fire increment, it's going to increment state one, so counters becomes one. So now I'm going to describe the actions and show you the reducer's code I use for to build my peer-to-peer shot. Okay, this is the first one, the connection reducer. Basically, you have three actions: connect user success, connect user fail, connection reset. The connect user success is used when the user establishes a connection with the peer.js server. The connect user fail is when it's the opposite. And the connection reset is basically to reset the peer.js instance. So I'm going to show you the lobby reducer. You just have one action here. It's to hydrate the whole component. Basically, you receive people and you start drawing the table. That's just one simple reducer. So on this one, we have like eight actions. Those are the send shot request, receive shot request accepted, shot request denied, and so on. Send message, receive message, and leave shot. I think I don't have to explain this because they're pretty straightforward. So what is peer.js? Peer.js is nothing more than a wrapper around the WebRTC implementation on the browser to provide you a configurable and easy to use peer-to-peer connection API. So now I'm going to show you the shot handler of the peer connections. Basically, it's very simple. It receives two arguments: the connection, that's the connection of the peer; the dispatch, that's a method from the Redux store to dispatch, to emit actions to the store. I listen to two events: close, when a user close the windows and leaves the shot. I use data, and if you see, I receive the data and dispatch it to Redux. That's because I on my network protocol, I use the React, the Flux standard actions. Those actions, you have type, increment, and so on. So if you want to see the full source of this application, just go to my GitHub page. My GitHub handle is Ricardo F. Barros, and the repo name is shot.ph2p app, like you can see on the shot. So I'm going to do a live demo now. Give me a sec. Okay. Can you guys see? Okay. Maybe too much.
It's getting cut.
Let me try another approach.
Okay.
So
now we need. So I've built this peer-to-peer shot application. So I'm going now to package it. And I'm going to use a module called
So assume
I've done this before.
I'm not going to do it now because
I think we have terrible Wi-Fi. So I'm going to skip it. I'm just going. This clip basically receives two arguments. It receives the first is the where is your application is, and since we are already inside the application, I'm going to use say it's here. The second argument is the name of your application, so let's call it PHP shot. Okay.
Now it requires three options, and that's it. The platform we want to
package the whole thing,
and I'm going to package to macOS. The architecture, I'm going 64 bytes.
I think it's like this.
And the version.
The version is the Electron version you want to package. You can choose any version you want to package your application.
So
I'm going to use the last one, this one. I'm not going to run this, I can run it, but it's going to take like some time to make it. I already packed it, so I'm going to show you. Oh, it opened on my little screen. And there's this. Ah, I forgot one thing, sorry. You also can specify an icon, like this. You bypassing it and saying where is your icon is. So I'm going to open it. I'm going to try to do a live demo with my girlfriend that's on an audience. Okay, it's here. Okay, she's already there. She's going to send me a conversation. I requested, that's the model. Now I'm going to accept, and we are already chatting. So she's going to send me a message, then I'll send her a message. And this is peer-to-peer, basically. And that's it. I told you that it was a very small talk, but it's it. I'm done.